Washed in the Water, Tales from the South by Nancy Hartney. Narrated by K.W. Keene. For my mother, Mildred Almond Davis, and Robert J. Hartney, my own sweet man. Washed in the Water. Lisa Dell thought about rivers a lot. People, too. She found it hard to say exactly where things began and where they ended. Take the Suwannee River. Black water spilled out of the Okefenokee Swamp, flowed through scrub and palmetto-choked land, and ended up in the Gulf of Mexico. Moss-draped branches dabbled sweeper fingers in the current most of the way. Likewise, a church community filled up with folks and flowed in swirls and eddies through shadows and sunshine. God's True Word Baptist Church near Ellaville seemed to do that. Most ever September, the congregation put on a tent meeting to revive and reawaken their Christian faith and draw in new members. Folks living out in Pinelands came into town and camped under great oaks for an entire week, sometimes longer. Locals came early of a morning and stayed into the evening. Preaching, singing, jawing, and general neighboring went on all day and into late night hours. Lisa Dell's mother, a pinched, nervous woman, insisted Lisa come to take care of other folks' children, sing in the choir, and help with cooking for Revival Week. In other words, to work. After six children, her daddy got worn out and run off. Mama sent the younger brothers and sisters to live with relatives. Two oldest boys drifted off and never looked back. Shed of everyone but Lisa Dell. Mama proceeded to push her into day cleaning with white town folks that didn't want coloreds. Lisa didn't mind the work, but she hated for Mama to take all her folding money and any hand-me-down clothes she brought home. And she hated enduring the perspiring clutches of an employer driving her back to their rent house after a day's drudgery. Lisa was Mama's only ticket, and Lisa resented that. Although heavyset, Lisa was still a striking girl woman, with her raven hair, olive complexion, and acorn brown eyes. She lacked self-confidence, though, and often chewed her nails down to the quick, leaving raw, ragged hangnails outlining each finger. Her mother berated her shy ways, admonishing her to throw herself into the spirit of love at the camp meetings, enjoy the touch of others, and especially to seek out the minister. Lisa chafed at her mother's manipulations. She made excuses by saying she had to finish breakfast or dinner, take care of the children, or practice choir. On the last night of the autumn gathering, Lisa sat outside and watched kids while they slept on quilts under the trees. Mosquitoes buzzed incessantly and caused one or another of the children to stir and scratch at bites. Sweat trickled between her breasts, and hair kinked into wet, wispy ringlets around her face. She sat outside listening as gospel singing shook the church house panes and folks raised their voices at a great musical petition. Surely a better life awaited in the hereafter. Of all things religious, Lisa loved singing best. Usually she sang in choir or did solos. Folks said God smiled at her rich alto voice. Oil-soaked rag torches lit the entrance to the church grounds, throwing shadows across the lichen-covered stone wall. She watched men and boys drift out to stand under ancient oaks and visit over a jug. She noticed couples, some married, some not, slip away into the graveyard to lay behind a family marker. Maybe like her, they felt safer among the departed. For the last hour, she had sat against a tree and moved the hot air around with a hand fan advertising More Brothers Insurance. She got precious little relief from it. Lisa Dell always thought Jesus Christ a radical who walked in the dust with the unloved, unvalued, and dispossessed. He talked against government and berated religions of the day. They got him for it, too. Tried, convicted, and sentenced to die, all quite legally. In her heart, she knew Preacher Westerly, an itinerant, self-taught minister, rallied against her ideas as blasphemous. She also knew him to tip the bottle. When he was into the devil's brew, his lecherous nature rose up and took over. During the Friday evening call to salvation, her mother had shoved her forward in front of the entire congregation. She had knelt at the flimsy wood rail and taken Christ as her personal Savior in a thin whisper. The Sabbath crowned Revival Week, when Lisa Dell knew she and other born-again petitioners would be baptized in the Suwannee. Nagging questions played in her mind. Am I getting washed in the water for me? Because I got to respect what Jesus did. Or am I doing it in answer to my sweet granny's dying wish? Mama pushed me into this in front of the whole church, so maybe it's to save face for her. Could water really wash away sin? How much do I have to believe? On the other hand, seemed like everybody expected it after spending 4 days living with and among them, especially Preacher. He had panted after her the entire time. Easiest thing to do, just be quiet and get baptized. When final service ended, folks ambled out to catch an evening breath of air, gather up sleeping children, and saunter off to their camps. She helped the last of them, and then stood under ancient oaks, dreamily watching fireflies. Breezes balanced, somewhere between over-hot and summer-sodden, slowly stirred. Preacher sidled up right behind her. A sour stink forewarned her even before she felt his dry, scuffy fingers. "Get your gnarly old hands off me! You supposed to be a man of the cloth! You supposed to stay away from drink! You supposed to set an example!" She edged further around the tree. "Sister Lisa Dell, you a woman that God made ample. He done that meaning for you to share yourself." Stumping his toe on a protruding root, Preacher fell to one knee. Bracing himself against the sticky bark of a pine, he wobbled upright and, undeterred, inched around the tree, licking his lips. "Your mother's a good woman," slurring his words as he attempted to whisper in her ear. "You done accepted our Savior during the call. You gonna be getting baptized on Sunday morning." "I know that. Mama made me go up to that altar." "Let's go over yonder under them other trees. We can pray together and I can guide you." Swaying, Preacher reached for her. "No!" Lisa backed up a step, wringing her hands. "I think we can talk over by that torch near yonder gate." She pointed toward the churchyard entrance. "Over there in the light." "No, sister, no. You come with me over under them fir oaks." He gestured to a dark pool of shadow. "My truck's there. We can sit so's I can guide you private-like." He snatched at her, stumbled, and fell face down into pine straw. Drooling, he rose to his knees and motioned toward her. "Come get me up. I can't make it on my own." Tentative, she extended her hand. Rabid dog-like, he grabbed her wrist and held it in a vice grip. She braced against him as he pulled himself upright. "Your mother done told me to be with you," he grunted, spewing a sour fog inches from her face. Uncertain, she jerked her head away, her hair whipped across his face as she turned. "You smell. In fact, you stink. Mama does mean things to me, but I ain't going with you." "Don't rise up against your mother and against the Lord. He commanded children to honor their parents. You do as you've been told." Glaring, he yanked her step by step across the hard-packed yard toward the dark fringe of pines and his dented pickup. "God meant you to share yourself. You a handmaiden just like biblical Hagar and are saved forever." He fumbled a moment, breathing hard, and then stumbled on. He pulled her with him. At the truck, Preacher shoved Lisa Dell against a rusty wheel well. She flopped off balance, hands flailed across the dented hood, grabbing for a hold. Uncertain whether she could slap or scratch a reverend, she twisted toward the front bumper. Preacher clamped a liver-spotted hand across her mouth. Fumbling, he ripped her dress buttons, grabbed her tits, and yanked her skirt up, wadding it around her waist. He fumbled a moment with his pants, then snatched her head back by her hair and bent her across the ancient front wheel well. Too flaccid from drink and unable to push into her, he slammed her to her knees and shoved her face into his crotch. He ground across her mouth, holding her head tight. She struggled to stand, pushed against him as she felt his members swell and heard him panting. He flopped her onto her belly and fell onto generous buttocks, knocking her breathless. Moaning, he spent himself onto her bare bottom, then shoved her away, pulled his pants up, and staggered back, pointing at her. "You a handmaiden! Remember that! A handmaiden!" Opening the dust-covered cab, he sprawled face down onto a tattered seat, ragged snores rising immediately. Mosquitoes settled on his face and arms. Lisa slid down the wheel well and knelt next to the truck, sobbing. She stared ruefully at the prone figure, legs dangling out the door.
"Mama, Mama, why do you shove men on me? Especially this preacher. This ain't Christian guidance."
Snot and tears streamed down her face. Heartsick and frightened, she stood. Wadded ripped panties into a tight ball, stuffed them in her pocket, and straightened her dress. The bodice was ripped, and two buttons were missing.
"Not the first time someone assumed that it was okay to mistreat me because I'm fat. Not the first time Mama promised me away and pushed me towards some man. Not the first time for that. First time for a preacher, man."
Crying, she stumbled through the campground to the river's edge, waded into a gentle eddy, and plopped down. Breathing in deep heaves, she sat for a time with her face in her hands. Gathering herself, she sloshed cold liquid on her butt, inner thighs, and hair-covered mound. She sucked in a deep breath and ducked under the current.
"If only I could stay cradled here forever."
She felt weightless. Her hair floated in a graceful pirouette. Her ears rang and throat tightened. She felt the heavy thump of her heart. No sense saying anything to anyone about this little set-to. She knew Preacher was an itinerant man that came for river baptisms and revival camp meetings. He offered the tiny community salvation and a break in their monotonous, hardscrabble lives. Folks simply overlooked his shortcomings. Besides, her mother pushed her into the man's clutches, using her, once again, for some hidden purpose. Unable to hold her breath longer, she sat up and gasped. Human air filled her straining lungs. Resting her elbows on her knees, she coughed in deep spasms. Startled, an owl lifted off the dead limb and glided silently into the dark. Night creatures rustled in the weeds. The river whispered south. She sat a long time listening to the life around her. Her breathing steadied. The violent pumping of her heart slowed. Next day, Preacher never even glanced at Lisa Dell. He knelt on the embankment, bent over, praying real hard. He looked less like a preacher than a black crane feeding on some frog hidden in the cattails. Finally, he rose, arms uplifted, and eyed the knot of believers. Hot as it was, Lisa shivered. Up the bank, families and community members croaked through "Take Me to the Water," slightly off-key.
"You people, brothers and sisters in the Lord, come on down to the river with me."
Preacher's nostrils flared as he spoke, making his hooked nose appear capable of sniffing out sinful thoughts. His eyes lent him the look of an angel-possessed avenger, wielding a flaming sword against evil in men's souls. A thin aura of tarnished glory settled across his bony shoulders. The reek of liquor lingered about him.
"Sing again, fellow Christians. Lift up your voices and tell these folks they will be saved."
He gestured toward the group of converts. The gathering broke into "We Shall Gather at the River," their voices earnestly grabbing at a rough harmony, struggling with just the right key.
"Ain't you been baptized before?"
Lisa Dell whispered to a wrinkled, sun-darkened spinster standing next to her.
"Girl, I like for preacher to put me in the river every time he comes through.
Only time I gets any attention. Attention? She thought for a minute. Don't matter that you done been washed. Ain't this for God? No, girl, I ain't doing it for him. I do it for me. Preacher never seems to mind neither. He just likes to baptize folks, especially women folk. She spat a stream of tobacco juice onto the sand and carefully wiped her mouth. Seems like Jesus takes us all anyway. We come any time. A sandy-haired boy nearby snickered. Know what? If I was big as you, I'd be real worried. Preacher can't duck no cow. Angry at the boy's mean-spirited taunt, her mother's desperation, and the conniving self-gratification of the preacher, Lisa Dell spun around. For someone about to be baptized, saved from sin, and full of heavenly love, you saying some dirt mean things, she hissed. In fact, that's ugly talk from Satan himself. Ain't neither, 'cause it's true. You ought to be scared about getting dropped and drowning, the boy snorted. Preacher too skinny be holding you up. He helped you pretty good other night, though. I know, 'cause I watched. You egg-sucking white trash. You don't know nothing. I ain't standing near you and your evil, spiteful tongue. You one needs to worry. Heck, preacher know you don't believe. He heard talk about you. He might have heard, but he told me I'm saved and can serve as a handmaiden like Hagar. My mama prayed with preacher. He told me I needed to give myself to him 'cause he's Jesus Christ's messenger on earth. The boy hooted. That's just another way of saying he can poke you for free. You sin when you lay with a man, not your husband. Just 'cause he's a preacher don't make no difference.